Okay, so we're learning today about this fascinating topic of Nidna Torah and Nischad Shalacha, that when the Torah is given, Moshe Benu received the Torah at Har Sinai, so a lot has changed. And this touched upon many areas of Halacha, so let's learn together the piece how it comes with regards to Bris Milah. The Gemara in Shabbos tells us, there's an interesting machlokas about Yom HaShemini and being Docha Shabbos. The Gemara tells us in Kuf Lamed Hem and Aleph that Amar Ba'asi Kol Shimo Tamei Leida Nimal l'shmona, v'chosh ein nimal t'mei leida, ein nimal l'shmona. So the Torah tells us only where the mother would become tamei, tumas leida, would then the child be mal on the eighth day, but if it's a situation where the mother's not tamei, tumas leida, so it would not be nimal l'shmona. As Raya is in Parshas Tazria, isha ki sazria v'yal d'zachor t'mei, v'yom hashmini yimal b'sar l'aso. So the pasuk clearly connects the yom hashmini to the tumas leida. So Bai comes along and says, can't be true because Doros Harishonim Yochichu, Shein Imal Tmei Aleda, V'Nimal Lishmona. You look at the previous generations, Avram and Sarah and so on, that they were not Tamei, Tuma didn't exist yet, and yet they were no Yom HaShemini. And the Gemara tells us because Nitna Torah, Nischad Shehalacha, the Torah is given and things have changed. So you're right, during the times of Avram and Sarah, that was once was, and there was a din of Yom HaShemini without Tumas Leida. The moment Torah was given, everything was reset, and we don't have to look back to what was prior to Matan Torah. So this becomes just a very interesting discussion throughout many areas, as I said. There's a Gemara in Yuma which tells us that Avraham Avinu kept Kol Torah Kula, Afil Erev Tavshilin, he kept all the mitzvahs. The last Mishnah Maseches Kedushin tells us that Avraham kept all the mitzvahs. So what does that mean that Avraham kept all the mitzvahs? So the Torah tells us we don't really care that Avram kept the mitzvahs. We don't look back to any halachas because he kept the mitzvahs, either because he had a certain connection, and Nevi Chaim talks about based on the Sfarim that the Klayos were able to tap into that world of the mitzvahs, or even though he wasn't really doing the mitzvahs, he understood what the mitzvahs were able to accomplish, or he accomplished whatever that was being accomplished by mitzvahs. But there is some historical thing that they kept the mitzvahs, and we don't really care anymore because it has no impact on halacha nowadays, because Kevin Shenitna Torah, Nischadsha halacha. However, that being said, there's a machlokas and there's a stir action in the Rambam about how to understand our perspective of the avos keeping the Torah. So the Rambam in Perish Mishnayos in Chulin, I don't know if anyone saw this yet, he is talking about the Issur of Gidanasha. And the Issur of Gidanasha, the Gemara has a discussion, the Mishnah has a discussion, why it was written by Yaakov Avinu, either because that's when the Issur was given, or because it was given at Matan Torah, but they wrote it there by Yaakov, because that's part of the Tam HaDavar, the connection of the fight of Yaakov and the Sar Shel Esav, and the herding of the Gidon Asher, but it wasn't really given by Yaakov, to Yaakov, it was given at Har Sinai. So in this Machlokas in the Mishnah, the Rambam comments, the reason why we keep mitzvahs, says, Ata Tzarech Ladas. This is a very, very important Rambam that one must know, Shekol ma she'anu nizharim mimenu, everything that we're careful from not doing, o osim oso hayom, or things that we do, ein anu osim zos, ela mipnei tzivoy Hashem ha'yidei Moshe. The only reason why we keep mitzvahs is simply because the Torah Hashem told us to do it. He told Moshe to teach us to do it. Lo mipnei she'ashem tziva b'kach l'nevim she'kadmeyu. Not because Hashem may have told Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov what to do. Dug melakach. I'll give you an example, writes the Rambam. In anu ochlin Avram min achai, lo mipnei she'ashem asra b'nei Noach Avram min achai. Even though the Sheva mitzvah b'nei Noach date back to Noach, that's not why we keep the Torah. Ela mipnei she'moshe asra aleinu Avram min achai. Because Moshe Benu was given the Torah, and he told us it's asr to eat Avram Nachai. Shenitztava b'sinai, sheyishar Avram Nachai asr. V'chein, ein anu molin b'glal she'avram alas atzmav anshe beso. We don't do a meal because Avram did it to his family. El mipnei she'ashem tzivanu a'idei Moshe, lihimol k'moshemal Avram alav Hashem. Moshe was commanded like Avram was commanded. But we don't keep it because of Avram, we keep it because of Moshe. And so too, the Rambam says to connect it back to Gidon Asher, "V'chein Gidon Asher ein anu nimshachim bo achrei asa Yaakov Avinu el tzivoy Moshe Rabbeinu." So this is the Rambam. In essence, what the Rambam is saying is, "Kevin shenitna Torah nischadsha halacha." we could completely ignore to everything that took place in terms of mitzvahs prior to Matan Torah. As a side point, what's interesting here from the Rambam comes out that the reason why we keep the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach is not because of Noach, but rather because they're given at Moshe Rabbeinu. There's a big discussion about how much, when we keep the seven mitzvahs, is that the same B'toras Sheva Mitzvah B'Noach, or it's completely different? I mean, our seven of, our Avodah Zarah, Gilui Raos, Ritzicha, and so on, is different than B'nai Noach? Or really, it's B'nai Noach plus another 606. So that's a discussion. The Rambam makes it clear it's nothing to do with B'nai Noach. But what comes out from this Rambam is we don't care, the Gabi the Mitzvahs, what was done prior to Matan Torah. Now the problem with that Rambam in Perish Mishnayos is it goes against what he writes in Yad Chazaka. The Rambam writes in Hilchas Melachim number 3 that there's a whole history of how the Mitzvahs came about. Al Shisha Devarim Nitztava Adam Arishon. He was commanded, Adam was commanded to do 6 things. Al Avodah Zarah, Birchas Hashem, Shvichas Damim, Al Gilui Raos, Gezel, Dinim. V'af Al Pisha Kulam Hein Kabbalah B'yadeinu B'Moshe Beinu. Even though we have a Kabbalah from Moshe, V'adath Note Lehen, Mechlal Divrei Torah Yishal Elu Nitztava. So still, even though it goes to Moshe Beinu, we still have an acknowledgement that it does date back to Adam Arishon. And then came along Noach, Hosev la Noach, Eber Menachai. He added the 7th one, Eber Menachai. That totals 7 mitzvahs. V'chein haya davar b'chol ha'olam ad Avram. Those 7 mitzvahs until Avram came into being. And Avram came, says the Rambam, Nitztava Yeser al Eilu B'mila. He was given Bris Mila. And he davened Shachris, and Yitzchak was Mafrish Meiser, and he davened Mincha, and Yaakov added Gidonosh, and he davened Marav, and Mitzrayim, we were given more mitzvahs through Amram, and then finally Moshe Rabbeinu came, and he added everything else to the picture. So this Rambam gives us a very different impression than what he writes in Perish Mishnayos. While in Perish Mishnayos we completely turn away from what was done before Kabbalah Sadara, here the Rambam gives us a whole history of what took place. Now, another side point, this interesting discussion, whenever the Rambam gives a little bit of a history, or a little bit of a story of how things took place, Rav Soloveitchik has a couple of chidushim based on various stories the Rambam tells us. By Chanukah he has something, and other places, I don't remember all the places, but he's mechadish why the Rambam has to bring in stories into halacha, why he brings in history into halacha. So many, many years ago, I think the first time I met Rav Asher Weiss, so he was giving a shiur in Yom Yizalar in Sederst, and I asked him what Pshat, the Rambam gives a whole history in Hilchas Avodah Zarah, how Avodah Zarah came about. Long, long discussion. So I had asked him what the halachic relevance was, and he says, who says it has to be halachic relevance? Rambam tells stories, why not? And so he didn't buy into that din, that everything in Yad Chazakah has some halachic significance. Rav Soloveitchik felt that there was. So there, according to Rav Soloveitchik, there is some importance why the Rambam is laying out to us the whole history of the mitzvahs. So what is that? What's the chiddush Rambam telling us, and how does that drive with what the Rambam writes in Perish HaMishnayos? I was talking to someone the other day. I don't remember who this was, but he was explaining to me. I wasn't saying this, but I'll repeat what he had said to me: that the Brisker Torahs have not really fulfilled what the Brisker Rav and Chaim had in mind. Rav Chaim had in mind to move very fast through Shas, and he was giving you principles, yesodos, to learn the sugyas. So he doesn't have an every single Rambam Hilchas Mila. He gives you one Rambam where it brings out a certain yesod. Hilchas Shechita, he has one yesod to learn everything. But not that it should be learn every single word of Rav Chaim and the Brisker Rav and to learn a whole word. It's supposed to learn the Masechta, learn sugyas, but these are the principles, these are chakiras to learn through everything. So that's I know some people, this style that we're learning this summer as well is different than many people's styles that they might go through in Shir. My style is to go, as you see, go through quickly and learn sugyas, to walk away with certain principles that will help you understand other areas of Shas. So Rav Chaim builds up a very important principle in Hilchos Mila to answer this very question. Now, he doesn't direct this question to what we're raising, but what he does address will help us answer the question of how the Rambam in one place says we ignore the Avos, and in the other place, he says we embrace the history of the Avos keeping the mitzvahs. So Rambam writes that the Rav Chaim is referring to is the din that you're learning in today's sugya about Yom HaShmini. that a child who gets a milah on Yom HaShmini, so that milah is also Docha Shabbos. But the Rambam does acknowledge that there is an instance where you can have a Yom HaShmini baby, but it's not Docha Shabbos. Even though the Gemara seems to connect the two concepts, whoever is B'Yom HaShmini is Docha Shabbos, whomever is not Docha Shabbos. But the Rambam creates a situation where there's a Yom HaShmini that's not Docha Shabbos. So maybe the Rambam's not sure how Paskin likes, so he's being Machmir in the Shmini, and he's being Makil in the Shabbos, or rather he's being Machmir in Shmini, Machmir in Shabbos. So there's a whole number of discussions what the Rambam Rav is arguing about, but his conclusion, Rav Chaim concludes that the Machlokus is as follows. He says, when Abaye says in the Gemara, Doros HaRishon Yochichu, if you look to the generations prior to Matan Torah, that there was a Mila without Tumas Leda. So is that to say that when the Torah was given, Kevin Shenitna Torah Nischad Shalacha, that everything was completely reset and we don't look back to the Doros HaRishonim at all? Or perhaps what Rav Chaim lays out there is that there are really two dinim that are going on here. There is a din of Mila of Doros HaRishonim, and there's a din of Mila of Lachar Matan Torah. Lachar Matan Torah is the din of Yom HaShmini that's connected to Leda, Tumas Leda. But there's still another din of Yom HaShmini that was prior to Matan Torah that is completely independent of Tumas Leda. So he says the Rambam holds that there are these two dinim. There's one din of Achar Matan Torah that you have to have Shmini connected to Tumas Leda. But even if you don't have that instance, the child that the Rambam is talking about, the Nimel Beso, there's no Tumas Leda, so if there's no Tumas Leda, there's no Yom HaShmini, but there's still the pre-Matan Torah din of Avram Avinu. That din of Avram Avinu was a Yom HaShmini, nothing to do with Tumas Leda. So you can have two types of Yom HaShminis. The Yom HaShmini of Moshe Rabbeinu that's attached to Tumas Leda, that's attached to Docha Shabbos, but there's a pre-Matan Torah which is all about Avram Avinu, which is just the Yom HaShmini. There's no connection to Tumas Leda, there's no connection to Docha Shabbos, and those are the two dinim the Rambam is referring to. And that's what he thinks is in essence the machlokus between the Rambam and the Ravid. Just to say this clearly, the language of the Rav Chaim, he says, really, Nemra l'Avram, v'nishnash l'Moshe. It was said to Avram, and we embraced that din that was said to Avram, but it was repeated, not reset. It didn't reset the Doros HaRishonim, it was nishnash l'Moshe, it was repeated to Moshe in the Pesukim, Isha ki Sazria. So the din of Avram was said to all of Bnei Keturah, and the din of Moshe was said uniquely to Klai Yisrael. And the din of Shemona of said to Avram had nothing to do with Tumas Leda. That was the Doros HaRishonim. But when Moshe Rabbeinu was given a second time, B'Yom HaShmini, that was said to Yisrael Bevad, and it was connected to Tumah. And Kol Heicha She'ein Imo Tumei Leda, there wouldn't be a mitzvah of Yom HaShmini of Moshe Rabbeinu, but still a kati yinhog bo din shmini of Avram Avinu. Those are the two dinim laid out by Rav Chaim. And then he goes on to explain this is the machlokes between the Rambam and the Ravid. So now that he's established that these two dinim exist, the pre-Matan Torah and Achar Matan Torah, we could understand now this Rambam in the Perish Mishnayos. The Rambam in Perish Mishnayos is talking about the din of Moshe Rabbeinu's din. That we ignore Moshe Rabbeinu's din of Tumas Leda and Zichia Shabbos and all the other mitzvahs are unique in that they're given to Moshe and they're given to Am Yisrael alone. But when the Rambam in the Hilchos Melachim is addressing the whole history of the mitzvahs, he's addressing the historical aspect that there is still a concept. We do look back to the Avos. Now the Rav Chaim says there's a halacha, there's a nafkamina in terms of Bris Milah. But there's not always going to be an afkamina legabe the other dinim. The fact that Avram daven shachris, the fact that Yitzchak daven mincha, the fact that Adam was given the six mitzvahs, what's the relevance of all that? What's the halacha l'maaseh relevance? So we found there's an afkamina legabe bris milah. You can have a Yom HaShmini that's not connected to Tumas Leda. You can have a Yom HaShmini that's not to Docha Shabbos. But what about the other mitzvahs? So I think you could break it down as follows. In one of my favorite Sfarim is Chavatel Sasharon. He has a sefer on Shavuos. Yeah, this is the sefer. It's a beautiful sefer on Lamdus. He goes through Kol Torah Kula. On the part, not Kol Torah Kula, but he goes through all Chumash, all the Parashios, and all the Sugyas there. And he has a sefer on Shavuos. And he describes the following idea of pre-Matan Torah and La'achar Matan Torah, these two dinim. He says, and he connects it actually to the pasuk that we say every single day, Torah tziva lanu Moshe, Marasha kilat Yaakov. Torah tziva lanu Moshe, that the Torah is given to Moshe, and it's a Marasha kilat Yaakov, it's also called a Marasha, which is connected to Yaakov. So what's a Torah versus a Marasha? And what's Moshe versus Yaakov? Why is Moshe connected to Torah? And why is Yaakov connected to Marasha? And he explains that there are really two aspects of the Torah. There's the Torah part, which is the rules. And then there's the Marasha aspect, which is the Masorah, the tradition, the Minhagim. And Yaakov, being Yaakov Avinu, is the Avos, so that connects to the Masorah, that connects to the Marasha. And then Moshe, who's the Moshe Rabbeinu, who's the Rav, who's the Rebbe, that connects to the rules. You know, you're a ben to a father, a ben to Yaakov, and we're an Eved to Moshe Rabbeinu. That's the relation. Moshe Rabbeinu and Eved, those are a list of rules, those are constitutions. And then there's the ben to Yaakov Avinu, which is the Marasha, the Masorah, the tradition. These are two different dinim. So these two dinim connect to the Rambam, in that the Rambam in Perash Mishnayos, when we say we do it only because Moshe Rabbeinu has given it to us, that's in terms of the Torah, Tivalan Moshe. That's the Torah, the rules. But when the Rambam in Hilchas Malachim is referring to back to the Avos, to Adam and Noach and Avram, Yitzhak and Yaakov, that's Betaras Marasha, that's Yaakovina, Marasha Kilas Yaakov. And these are the two dinim of Torah versus Marasha, Moshe Rabbeinu versus Yaakov Avinu. And this is the two concepts of balancing between Torah, Kem Shinitna Torah Nischacha Halacha. Torah has changed, Torah has evolved, Halacha has changed, but also at the same time holding on to Masorah, holding on to tradition of the Avos. And this we see end up, you see this, these two ideas coming out every single time you see this concept of a Torah, of a mitzvah that was done by the Avos. It always goes back to, is that in terms of keeping the Torah, B'Torah's mitzvah, or does it go back to as B'Torah's minhag? So you see, for example, if you look at the Sugya in Yuma, Daf Chav Ches, the Gemara is telling us in number 4 that we know Avraham Avinu daven Shacharis. And the Gemara is trying to figure out the timing of Shacharis, when the, you know, sun began to rise. And then the Gemara says, wait a second, can we really learn from Avraham Avinu? Avraham Avinu was called the Matan Torah. And the Gemara said, well, don't we learn Zrizim Makdim Lemitzos from Avraham Avinu? So it's unclear how the Gemara, in the end, the Maskana is. Does the Gemara say we do taka learn from Avraham Avinu, but not every detail? Or we don't really learn from Avraham Avinu? So if you look at Tosfos Yeshanim there, and the various Mepharshim and the Gemara and Yuma, so there's this Machlokas. So one Perish, Rabbeinu Hanan, on the side of the page, he says, you think we learn from Avraham Avinu? Granted, Avraham Avinu gave, he kept Kol Torah Kula. He was Einach Nami, he was Kaim HaMitzvos. But Vadayin Lo Nitna Torah, Ve'ein Lanu Lumor Mimranik HaNavim. We can't learn from what they had done before him. So Rabbeinu Hanan's understanding of the Gemara is, we don't learn from the Avos. We don't learn from Avraham Avinu. Well, other Rishonim say, no, we do. We learn Shacharis from Avraham Avinu. We learn Zrizim Akim from Avraham Avinu. And this is really at the core of the machlokas of why we daven tefillas. Right? The Gemara in Brachos tells us that daf chav vav amud beis. Chav vav amud beis, the Gemara asks the question, why do we daven shacharis? Why do we daven mincha? Why do we daven marav? Is it connected avos tiknum? Or is it connected tamidim tiknum? So that machlokas is, everyone agrees that the avos davened. There's no questioning whether the avos davened. They definitely davened. But the question is, do we learn from the avos davening? Or do we not learn from the avos davening? So the opinion who holds, connected avos tiknum. So not only did they daven, but we actually learn from them. We can learn halacha from them. But the other opinion says, no. Yeah, in Echanami they learned, they davened. But we don't model halacha, kem shenitna Torah, nischad shalacha. And therefore, we do it based on the tmidim, the karbanos that were brought in the Beis HaMikdash. So what comes out interesting is, the Rambam is l'shitaso. How does a Rambam Paskin, anyone know how Rambam Paskin's in regards to connected Avos Tiknum, connected Avos, Karbanos Tiknum? Has he Paskin, anyone know?
Both.
Both, he says both. What's wrong with both? Because Rambam Shitaso is, there's really both. There are two dinim here. One din is connected to Midim Tiknum, which means, Kem Shinina Torah Nischad Shalacha. There's also the other aspect of the Marasha, of the Mesorah from the fact that the Avos kept them, that's another reason why we do the mitzvahs. There's one in terms of our tradition, and there's one in terms of Moshe Rabbeinu giving them to us. And this we see over and over again in the Rambam. This becomes clear if you look at the Me'iri in the last page of number 6 here. The Me'iri writes here in that Gemara in Yuma, he says, Kol hayom kasher lemila shenemar v'yom hashmini, u'mikol makom ro'i lizrizim lahakdim b'shachris. You should still do it earlier, even though you could do it any time, but yom hashmini. You should ideally do bris milah first thing in the morning. Shelo yira kimisrasha b'mitzad chamlasa aben. Number one is this interesting din, he says. So it shouldn't seem like you have rachmanus on your child. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells me to do a mitzvah. Too bad, let me push off a little bit. We do mitzvahs, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says a mitzvah, we do the mitzvah right away. That's din one. Din number two, says the Me'iri, and if Yosef Engel picks up on this, he says, Lechos bedarche ha'avos. Lechos bedarche ha'avos means to hold on to the way the avos did things. It's possible to say that Zrizim has no concept in Torah. It has no meaning at all. It's worthless. The Torah said, B'yom HaShmini, which means do it at 8 a.m. and do it at 5 p.m. as long as the sun is up, it's fine to do it. But there's another concept of Le'echos B'darche Avos, to follow the path of the Avos. The fact that Avram Davin, we don't keep the Davin because of Avram. We Davin because Moshe told us to Davin. But there's another concept of Le'echos B'darche Avos. It's in it of Maseches Avos. And the Indian of, Masechet Avos is all about, there's no halachas in there, there's no mitzvahs in there. It's about midos, about how to treat people, Be'idan L'chaveira. That's Darchei Avos, that goes back to the Avos, to Avram Ravina. I mentioned this on Shabbos, in the Drasha, there's an incredible Aruch L'Ner. I was talking on Shabbos about the shrua that we took at Har Sinai, Mushva B'Har Sinai, and the shrua that we all took when we were born. And when we took a shrua when we were born, we took a shrua, the Malach said, you can't leave until you make a shrua. So the Malach taught us Kol HaTorah Kula. And we promise we'll keep all Kol HaTorah Kula. And we all think, what does that mean? It means, well, we're going to learn everything we learned. The Malach taught us everything. We knew all of Shulchan Aruch, we knew Kol HaShas, we knew everything. And we forgot it, so now we're going to learn it. Aruch L'Ner says, don't forget, he also taught us Derech Eretz and Midos. That was also what we were taught. And that means it's also part of who we are. And we also have to learn those things. Those midos, that derech eretz was learned out from the avos. Of course, Makadosh Baruch Hu as well. Mahu rachum, fanun rachum. But we also learn all the midos and the derech eretz from the avos. So we don't do mitzvahs because of the avos. We do mitzvahs because Moshe was given them. But we hold on to the derech of the avos, the midos of the avos, the mesorah from the avos, the marasha from the avos. So I do one final example, and there are many of this as well. Amarvin Simcha B'Simcha, there's a discussion whether you learn that from Kodem Matan Torah or not. But there's one other example, it's where the Rambam uses the concept of Kemen Shenitna Torah, Nischat Shalacha, is found in Yushalmi that Tosus quotes in Moikata. If you look at number 7, the Tosus, the end here, Tosus writes, B'Yushalmi Daik Eima Shmona Kishmona Dechag, U'Mishane Shmini Regal Fniatmo, U'Mivyas Le'aviv Evel Shivas Yam. So he's talking about the source of Avelis. And the Yushalmi says the fact that they were sitting Shiva, they're Avelis for their father for 7 days. So Lamatzila Asuye. You can't use this Dhasam Kodlan Kuraya. Because that was prior to Kvura. They were mummifying Yaakov Avinu. So then that was Shiva prior to Kvura. That's not a raya of how long Shiva has to be. But the Yushalmi says the Ein Lemedim Mikodem Matan Torah. The Yushalmi says the reason why you can't use the pasuk of Evel Shivas Yomim is because that was prior to Matan Torah, and you can't learn halachas from prior to Matan Torah. So this is a big discussion in general whether you learn halachas Kodem Matan Torah or can you not. So that's what the Yushalmi writes. So now look what the Rambam writes in Hilchos Evel. He says Mitzvah Asay Lisabel Alakrovim. There's a mitzvah deraisa. There's a big machlokas by Avelis, whether it's deraisa derabanan, and even deraisa, whether it's 1 day deraisa or whether it's 7 days deraisa. So this is a three-way machlokas: either derabanan, deraisa 1 day, or 7 days deraisa. So the Rambam writes mitzvah asay lis abel al akrovim, shenemar v'chalti chatas hayom hayitiv b'nei Hashem. So this is a pasuk in Parsha Shemini with the Nadav Avihu, the ptira of Nadav Avihu. V'ein avelus me'atorah ela b'yom rishon bilvad, says the Rambam. Only day one of the Misa is there avelus. Shu yom ha-Misa v'yom kvur. That's a day of death, that's a day of burial. Aval shara shiva, says the Rambam, shara shiva yomim eino din Torah. V'yaf api, shenemar, even though it says in the Torah, v'yas la'aviv evel shivas yomim, nitna Torah v'nishad shehalacha. U'moshe beinu tikin lehem li'yisrael shivas yomim evelis v'shiva yimei mishta. So what does that mean? The Torah is given, and that means everything prior was reset, and the Moshe went ahead and was masak in 7 days. Why is Moshe masak in 7 days? The Torah was given. Must be. Because Moshe Rabbeinu was teaching us a din, even though came and shenit Torah and schach halacha. Now, pi halacha, one day sufficient, but Moshe Rabbeinu was teaching us a din, there's an idea of lechos b'darchei avos. If during the avos, during the times of Yaakov and the Shvatim, they kept 7 days, then we kept 7 days. Shivas Himei Mishta, we learn from with Rachel and Leah, the fact that they had to wait 7 days to have the next chasana. Shivas Himei Mishta, that concept of Eimar and Simcha v'Simcha, and 7 days of partying, there's no Kevin Shinina Torah Nishchat Shalacha. There's no mitzvah of 7 days in the Minat Torah. It's learned out from prior to Matan Torah. But even though it was reset at Torah, we still have a concept of a Marasha Kiyas Yaakov of going back to the Avos. So now this really, in terms of a practice, there are many areas of where we're always juggling between Marasha and Kevin Shinitna Torah and Nishchad Halacha. I mean, the Torah was given to Moshe Rabbeinu, and there are certain halachas, but over time halachas evolved, Torah evolved, and the new halachas. And we're trying to always balance between Mesorah and Hischadshus and renewal, trying to balance when it's appropriate to have something new and when it's appropriate to have something Mesorah. And, you know, we try to hold on to Mesorah, but even in Mesorah, there's always going to be new things that didn't exist beforehand. So there's always a constant battle. Why is this okay to change, but that's not okay to change? And you always need someone, a great tzaddik, a gadol ador, to make these types of decisions. But things I mentioned in the past, like women wearing tefillin, that's something I mention often. Women, api halacha, from Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu, they're allowed to wear tefillin as long as they have a guf naki. But the Mesorah is that they don't wear. Women, we discussed this last year, women can actually be shochten. They're allowed to. The first mission of Maseches Chulin is very clear. But the Rama writes in the beginning of Hilchos Shechita, the Mesorah is that they're not. So sometimes the Mesorah changes. Meaning the Mesorah was from Halacha that they were actually allowed to shecht, mipi Halacha. But there's always balancing between Mesorah and Nishchad Halacha. And it happens to be Bris Mila, I think, is this very idea. Because Bris Mila is Kevin Shenitna Torah, Nishchad Halacha. It was given to Moshe Rabbeinu as a chiddush, but he also had the balance of Mesorah back to Avram Avinu. There's balancing between these two different worlds. It happens to be that gematrias work out very nicely. The gematria of Mesorah is 311 plus 1, 312. The same exact gematria of Chadash, of something new, which is 312 as well. These two areas of 312 of Chadash and Mesorah have to always be balanced properly. So just to finish off with this nice idea of the Beis Yisrael, so that, you know, we do a Bris Mila because of two reasons. One is because Avram Avinu, the Mesorah to Avram Avinu, but we also do it because Kem Shinina Torah hit Nishchad Shalacha. It was a new thing given to Moshe Rabbeinu. So the Beis Yisrael writes, where'd that go? It's got the marker. I think I folded the paper. Here we go. Okay. Beis Yisrael writes that inyan bris shenitztava Avram Avinu alav hashalom leizik naso. The whole essence of a bris that Moshe Rabbeinu, rather Avram Avinu, was given. Kashem akshim afarshim ulad the rameis lo leinyan hischadshus ba'avdus Hashem. The whole idea of bris mila is to show us hischadshus in serving Hashem. That's the whole essence. Af shehalach b'darche Hashem. Even though a person's going in the path of Hashem, you're doing everything right, you're learning all day, you're davening, you're keeping mitzvahs, you're not doing averos. Still, in the end of the day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to show us, laharislo, inyan hischadshus, to show there's opportunities. Even Moshe, even Avram Avinu, at his old age, need hischadshus. Ke'ein ger shenizgar kekotin shenolad. He would always continue to grow and grow and get better. Lech lecha. He was always going, lech lecha, go get better and better. There's an amazing Morinayim. The Maisa of the Morinayim happens to be, I shared this Maisa when Rav Weinberger was away, when he was in sabbatical. And the year later, that same Parsha, he also shared the same Maisa. But no one told him that. I'm not sure anyone remembered it. And Rav Weinberger certainly said it much better than I said it. But the Morinayim, the famous story, he was in jail, and he spent his whole life dedicating him, raising money of Pidyon Shvuyim. And one day he was thrown into jail, and he didn't understand why he was thrown into jail. Because he dedicated his whole life. Where's the Midah Keneged Midah? He protected everyone from jail. So now he's thrown into jail. And he had a Talmud who would come visit him every single day. And one day his Talmud came to visit him, and the Morinayim said, today I'm going to be freed. I said, Rebbe, how do you know that today you're going to be freed? He says, I had a visitor. Who was your visitor? I said, Rachel Imenu came to visit. Rachel Imenu and the Morinayim shared the same yard site. So Rachel Imenu visited him and said, and she told me a word, he told Talmud. I hear a Dvar Torah, a Chiddush from Rachel Imenu. So what was the idea? So she quoted the pasuk Lech Lecha, and Rashi says, she quoted Rashi. So Rashi says, Lech Lecha, Avram go l'hanasa, it's going to be for your benefit. So she asked, what was the benefit for Avram Avinu? He had a beautiful life where he lived. What do you need to go somewhere else for? What was the hanascha? So she explained to him that Avram Avinu was an incredible machnes orchim, like we know. His whole life was dedicated to be machnes orchim, bringing in guests. So what was the hana? He never knew what it was like to be a guest, to be an oreach. So how great of a machnes orchim could you be if you never were guest in your own right? You don't know how to treat guests properly. Not that he was mistreating them, but if you want to be the best machnes orchim, you have to know what it's like to be on the other side. If you want to be the guest, best giver, you have to know what it's like to receive sometimes. So lech lecha l'anascha, go to a foreign land where you're going to be wandering around to be a guest, and then you know what it's like to be alone and to need a place to stay, and now you'll be an even better machnes orchim. Lech lecha l'anascha. So now the Morinayim said, I know why I'm here. I spent my whole life pidyon shvuyim. But in the end of the day, I don't know what it was like to be in jail. I don't know what they really went through. Now that I could be on the other side and feel it and realize why I'm here, now I'm ready to come out. And Taki was freed. So Lech Lecha, Avram's whole life was trying to do things and push the envelope, see what he could do to make himself better. His chadshus in halacha, his chadshus in avodas Hashem. So it says the Beis Yisrael, that's what he meant. He was madrega l'madrega, lech lecha, v'yisa Avram halocha v'nasoa, to go from place to place. Last week's Parsha, mem beis masos, 42 masos we traveled on. Every single person in the Svarim tells us that we're all traveling our own 42 travels to grow and grow. It's a constant lech lecha. And that's the whole idea here. And he says that's perhaps what his grandfather, the Imam Emes, said on the Medrash and Bereishis Rabbah that tells us shehalacha HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the halacha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's mechadish b'chol yom, that he renews everything every single year. Haya Avram Avinu Olav Hashem Yodeh. Avram knew this concept. How do you know the concept? It's because of this. Because when Avram was so old, he got a bris milah. Even though he served Hashem the best way he could, no matter how old and how great you get, the bris milah tells us always his chadish halacha. And that's what David HaMelech meant when he was in the Beis HaMerechatz and he didn't have any mitzvahs. He reads the Bris Milah, there's always an opportunity to be mischadish something. Whether it's a chiddush in learning, a chiddush in avodat Hashem, a chiddush in midos, there's always something to grow. So that's why Bris Milah is really at the root of this discussion of, on one hand, it's a mesorah holding on to tradition, yet on the other hand, it's also kevet shenina Torah, nischad shalach, we always have to create chiddushim. Okay, so in terms of the schedule this week, I forgot to mention, tomorrow we're going to have